And good morning. It is 37 degrees and cloudy in Jacksonville. Time for a look at local and area news, and it's made possible by Barfield Carpets and Main Street Trading Company. I'm Ryan Turk. The First National Bank of Arnsville is accepting nominations for the first ever Blue Diamond Community Service Award. The award was created to recognize outstanding volunteers and service providers in the community, according to a press release. Nominees for the award can come from people who serve in a volunteer position, deliver an outstanding level of service as a professional aid worker or caregiver, or really anyone doing their best to help out in the community. Nomination forms are available at First National Bank branch locations in Jacksonville, South Jacksonville, and Arnsville. Anyone submitting a nomination will be asked to provide a short statement of 200 words or less describing the nominee's Blue Diamond community service. December 31st is the final day of nominations that will be accepted. The winner will be announced in January and will receive $100 in Jacksonville chamber checks.
Hello, Barfield Carpets.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
Elves? We don't have any elves here, but any of our flooring choices would make great Christmas gifts, and we'll even bring our samples to your home, so I guess, in a way, we're Santa's special elves.
Well, if you're an elf, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo. Mm-hmm.
See what the elves have waiting for you. Call Barfield Carpets at 243-2655 for first quality carpets and first quality installations.
Jacksonville police made two arrests on Sunday. 25-year-old Tanika Davis of the 600 block of Northwest was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 10 a.m. for retail theft. Davis has been released on bond. 51-year-old Lonnie Christian of the 300 block of West Beecher was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 10 a.m. for disorderly conduct. Christian has been released on bond. Cass County deputies made one arrest this morning. 24-year-old Lucas Savage of Arnsville was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around midnight for burglary. Savage remains in custody. Within a few months, it's expected that most of the major municipalities in Greene County will allow people to drive golf carts and utility task vehicles throughout the town. With the report, here's Jim McCabe.
Roothouse was the most recent town to pass an ordinance, having done so over the fall. The city follows the lead of Carrollton and Greenfield, and it's expected that Whitehall will pass an ordinance by the end of the winter. Roothouse Mayor Thomas Martin explains.
To help the environment by decreasing gas consumption and emissions, quite a few places around have passed this. They also add in the state statute to help reduce wear and tear on streets and things like that.
There are rules that the ordinance establishes. For starters, drivers need to stay off state and county roads. In Roothouse, that means Palm Street and State Street. Martin says city police will do golf cart and UTV inspections, and you need to purchase a permit yearly in the month of May for $35.
They must have brakes, slow-moving triangle on the rear, parking brake, tires that pass inspection, a bench or a bucket seat, exterior mirrors or one rear view mirror, insurance card, headlamps, tail lamps, stop lamps, front and rear turn signals, seat belts, and a steering wheel.
Martin says city, county, and state police can issue tickets if there's no inspection sticker. A copy of the ordinance can be picked up at City Hall. For WLDS WEAI News, I'm Jim McCabe.
Governor Pat Quinn is appointing his budget director to serve as Illinois Comptroller. Quinn's budget expert, Jerry Sturmer, will serve out the remainder of the late Judy Bartopica's term, which lasts only a few more weeks.
I truly believe that that's what Judy would want, that the people make the selection to fill out her term.
Quinn is calling lawmakers to come back to Springfield on January 8th in hopes they'll pass a law setting up a special election for comptroller in 2016. Governor-elect Bruce Rauner will need to appoint someone to take the office for the new term, which is on January 12th. Both Rauner and GOP legislative leaders have said Rauner's appointment should last the full four-year term. The food banks go year-round, not just Christmas time, as Dave Dahl reports.
The need has grown and the focus has changed.
Produce, fresh produce. You know, we're really trying to increase the nutritional content of food. We want people to be healthy. So when I started, we did 40,000 pounds of fresh produce a year. Now we're up to 1.7 million, and we're continuing to grow that program.
Pam Molitoris runs the Central Illinois Food Bank here and says you can help not just by donating food or cash, but just by inviting someone to dinner. In Springfield, this is Dave Dahl.
Are you looking for that unique gift for that special person? This is George at Main Street Trading Company, where we have your solution. We have a fantastic selection of over 500 antique rings, bracelets, and pendants in stock at prices that will fit any budget. That special someone will appreciate your thoughtfulness with a gift of lasting value. We also carry a large selection of diamond engagement rings and wedding sets at the best prices anywhere. Come in and see me or Dalton for a special deal on that special gift. We'll be open Friday evenings and every day till Christmas for your convenience. Stop by, see us soon for the best selection. You'll be glad you did. That's Main Street Trading Company, 305 South Main in downtown Jacksonville.
And we have the following news notes to pass along to you. Santa will be at his house from 4:30 to 7 tonight in downtown Jacksonville. And on the Pasevant calendar, yoga will be taught at 7 p.m. at Pasevant Area Hospital. Yesterday's high temperature was 41 degrees. The overnight low was 26. No precipitation last night. Right now, it is 37 degrees in Jacksonville, and a full look at the forecast is coming up next. Local news at this hour was made possible by Barfield Carpets and Main Street Trading Company, and Bulletin News is always on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at WLDS.com.